We've heard from people in Washington State who detest Donald Trump. Here is somebody who wants him to be president. Chris Osterhaug lives in Edmonds. He started the Facebook group Washington State for Donald Trump 2016. He says if Donald Trump is elected, his life will be a lot better, partly because Trump wants to give Americans like him first preference for some IT jobs, jobs that might otherwise go to workers on an H-1B visa. That's a visa used by companies who want to bring foreign professionals into the country.
I don't have a job. I haven't had a job in 2 years, and it's been tough.
Donald Trump is a businessman. Why do you think he would stop businesses from outsourcing or bringing in overseas or cheaper workers?
The brilliant thing about Donald Trump is the fact that it's called corporate inversion, which means that he'll lower it down one time, 10%. All the American companies will come back in and then raise it up 5% more to 15%.
This is a tax move that Donald Trump is...
Yes, it's a tax move, and it's going to be permanent, 15% one time. And know what that does? It's going to bring foreign companies to come in from other countries that have a high tax rate. This means that not only American companies come back, but foreign companies come here in this country because of a lower tax rate, and it'll create more jobs. I mean, that's brilliant.
Donald Trump is known for his anti-immigrant stance. You're talking about you want fewer of these workers from overseas coming over. Would it be fair to call you anti-immigrant?
No, I am for people who come here legally. But people who come here illegally should be deported and go home. I mean, everywhere I go in Washington State, I've lived here all my life. All I see is nothing but more and more Hispanic coming in here, taking jobs, construction jobs. I mean, landscaping jobs. And roofing job from American people who want to do the work, but they can't. Like, for example, my nephew. He does landscaping, but problem is it's all Hispanic. They're illegal. So I'm for legal immigration, but if you're in this country illegally, you're a burden to the taxpayer. Go home.
Well, of course, the original illegal immigration happened when Native Americans were here, and
I'm Native American, so I mean that point is not really valid.
How do you work that out? This desire to, on one hand, it's American to welcome in new people. On the other hand,
there's a process. When people want to come in this country legally, they go through a process. It takes anywhere from a couple of years or 10 years. It's a waiting list, and they want to come here legally. They want to have a better life for themselves, and they do all the paperwork. I'm all for that, but if people who want to bypass the people that's waiting in line, it's not fair to them. It really isn't.
Donald Trump prides himself on not being politically correct.
Neither am I.
What does that mean to you?
Hey, he says what I'm thinking.
Like what?
Well, there's some things I won't repeat, but there are some things he just doesn't give a darn, giving crap, and he's not beholden by donors, special interest, or anyone. He said what American people are thinking, and I'm thinking as well.
Well, what do you want to say that you're afraid to say?
I'm not afraid to say anything. Here being in liberal Washington State, people get offended. And, you know, but for me, I can say the Muslims that are here in this country and part of the Syrians, we don't want them here because they could be the great Trojan horse, what Donald Trump said.
But aren't you tarring a whole huge population of people with a mighty thin brush?
Again, Islam is not compatible with Western American culture because they will not conform to the American way of life.
What do you think are the odds that Donald Trump is our next president?
The odds are really good, and I can guarantee you that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. And look, last night election, that was awesome. New Hampshire, he's going to win all across the board.
Chris Osterhaug of Edmonds is active in the group Washington State Supporters for Donald Trump for President. And he told me he hears from independents and Democrats who don't want to say it publicly, but they're for Trump, too. We've been talking about yesterday's New Hampshire vote. Washington State takes part in the presidential voting late next month when Democrats hold their irrelevant caucuses, followed by our irrelevant Republican primary in May.